नहि कश्चित् क्षणमपि जातु तिष्ठत्य कर्मकृत् कार्यते यवशः कर्म सर्व प्रकृति जैर्गुणैः। भगवद्गीता 3.5। कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग टू एक्सप्लेन टू अर्जुना व्हाई फॉर हिम कर्मयोगा इज बेटर देन ज्ञान योगा, एक्शन with detachment is better than inaction, renunciation of action. Nahi kashchit kshanam api, that not anyone for even a moment, kashchit kshanam api, jatu tishthatya akarma krit, can one be situated with akarma, not doing any activity. Karyatehi, people act avashah karma, helplessly. Sarva prakriti jair gunai. They act being motivated by the modes born of material nature. Prakriti jair gunai. So here, the essential point that Krishna is making is that inaction is impractical, if not impossible. Why? Because there are two levels of understanding this. First is, at the level of our embodied conditioning. The body is a machine, and so is the mind. They are actually a part of the same mechanical structure, psychophysical structure it is. And it is predisposed to function in a particular way. And that function, that predisposition is towards action. We do need rest periodically, but no one can sleep 24 hours a day for the rest of one's life. And even people who are lazy may want to avoid physical work, but they also want to do something. They may want to watch movie, and they certainly want to eat. And basically, they want to enjoy in some way, and not doing physical exertion is a part of their wanting to enjoy bodily pleasure by doing some physically non-exerting but pleasure-giving activity. So inaction is unnatural at the bodily level because the body is impelled to act by the modes under whose influence it is. So no matter what we do, how we try, we cannot avoid action. We cannot stay inactive for long. Somebody may sit in the meditative pose, and some people may go into so much into trance that they may be motionless for quite some time. But how many people can do that? And even the few, very few who can do that, how long can they do that? And how practical is it, not just in terms of the ability to do it, but in terms of the utility of doing it? In the previous verse, Krishna has stated that actually inaction does not necessarily lead to freedom from reaction. So, we are, by our bodily nature, impelled to act. Sarva prakriti jaya gunai. So, kashchit kshanam api jatu tishtatya akarmakrut. We cannot stay situated inactive. And further, someone may argue that actually, yes, the tendency towards action comes from the lower modes, especially the mode of passion. So when one rises to goodness, then the tendency to action will no longer be there. Now, yes, that may be true at one level, in the sense that if somebody has a tendency towards hyperactivity, which comes from passion, that will be slowed down when one comes to goodness. Now, the important thing to recognize is that a person in goodness is not inactive. And goodness is also active. In fact, a person in goodness, the difference is not in the level of action, but it is in the level of the intelligence underlying the action. Sometimes a person in goodness can also be very busy, very active, and physically active. But there is intelligent deliberation that underlies that action. Whereas in passion, there is just impulse-driven action, which is often not well thought out. So, the important point is not action, is not just the lower modes influencing and making us act. All modes actually impel us towards action. And the nature of action may be different, but the principle of action remains the same. Whichever mode a person is influenced by. And going further, now what about when a person comes to a transcendental level? Can a person become inactive at that time? There, Krishna is not talking about that level right now, because he is talking about the person like Arjuna, or the person in the world who is definitely not transcended the world. So such a person who is in the world and is still under the influence of the modes cannot artificially imagine oneself to be at the transcendental level and be inactive at that. But then there's a further philosophical question. Is the transcendental state characterized by inaction entirely? Now, transcendental state is characterized by material inaction. When the soul has achieved transcendence, the soul has no desire, no material desires. And there are no material motivations for action. So in that sense, there is material inaction. But then, the soul has a spiritual nature. And that spiritual nature is to love and serve. So, due to that nature to love and serve, the soul at the spiritual level will act. And the soul will act by purification, with a pure motive, to love and serve Krishna. So, we see that in the spiritual world, the topmost devotees, say the gopis, they may occasionally get so lost in remembrance of Krishna that they become like statues, inactive. But that is an occasional state. But their usual state is they are animated by love for Krishna, and they are animated by the desire to express that love through practical action, practical service. So they churn butter, they take care of the household duties, all with thoughts of Krishna. And it's not just the gopis in Vrindavan, but also the Vaikunthavasis. They also have activities there. And they engage in various ways in serving the divine couple Lakshmi Narayana. So the souls in the Brahman may be inactive, but that is a quasi-stable state. That is not a state that a person can stay forever. And it's even if somebody stays there for a long, long time, still that is not the natural state for the soul, because the soul is by nature active. So, nahi kaschit kshanam api. So now coming back to the context of this verse, Krishna is telling Arjuna, don't think that simply by giving up action, you will become protected from reaction, because what protects from reaction is not inaction, but renunciation, but detachment with an action. And that renunciation has to be cultivated. It does not come just by automatically by adopting the renounced order. That was what he said in the previous verse. Now, continuing that thought in this verse, Krishna states that even if somebody says that no, I want to be, I will become inactive, then becoming inactive itself is not possible, because that's unnatural for us, and the modes will not allow us to do that. And so therefore, it is better to act in a dharmic way rather than to try to be inactive. Because being inactive is impractical, if not impossible. And in the next verse, Krishna will go further and state that actually it will be, inaction can not only be impractical, but it can also be adharmic. How that will be so, that we'll discuss in our next session. Thank you.